Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So the days that I'm not in the studio, I am always on the road somewhere. Well, today, my on the road is actually from my front porch. So let me set the stage for you. Light has just broken. So I am that morning guy. I'm up at 4:30. Light is still breaking, you know, somewhere just before 7 a.m. I've got outside my front feeding station, I've got a seed bell with a squirrel bee gun on top of it. And if you don't know what a squirrel bee gun is, you need to go to joeybee.tv, joeybee.tv, and you need to watch Joey B versus the squirrel. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to ramseyoutdoor.com. Well, the today's setting is this, and I wanted to share this with you. It is now, I looked out, it's 7 degrees, but the wind chill is -2 degrees. I typically throw some loose seed on the ground. I haven't gone out there just yet. There is some loose seed down there from yesterday. So I am able to right now, because I have this little alcove, little, that's not a hole, right outside, beautiful windows. My seed bell is 10 feet away from where I'm looking. And for those of you that watch, you're checking out some of my Twitter, Facebook, all the photos, different birds and things, I can shoot great photos right from this spot. So now, let's go to the play-by-play. So let me tell you what's going on. He's already been here, but I am telling you, when first light just cracked, I hear the chatter, and I know exactly who's there. Now, think about how cold it is. And there is a male cardinal, one of my favorite winter birds. First light, he's up. The feeder is actually in an ornamental cherry tree right there. And the male cardinal is calling away. And no offense, man. If it's that cold outside, I'm going to stay tucked in for a little bit. Well, the rhododendron bushes by me, which typically the leaves are open, even in the wintertime, are open a little bit. It is so cold, they're shriveled up. I don't know if you know this, but you can look outside and tell the temperature outside just by looking at your rhododendrons. When the leaves are shriveled up, just closed up, not shriveled, closed up, it is super cold because they are protecting themselves against wind burn. So maybe that's why the cardinal got up, because there was just no place to hang out. Now, one of the birds who's on my feeders, so here we go. I'm watching what's going on. Think about this. There are blue jays on my feeders. A little bit of seed on the ground. And I blame my good buddy, Inspector Dave, who lives down the road. You see, I never, ever, ever used to get blue jays on my feeder until they started going to his feeder down the road. Because blue jays, they're ground feeders. And I'm going to also say that they are typically, like you talk about summertime birds, they are the tough guys of the neighborhood. They will just, like, if there's food, they just chase other birds out. In the wintertime, I have noticed the blue jays, and there's no other bird on the feeder right now, but the one blue jay actually right now. And they actually will share. I've actually seen them. I don't know if Inspector Dave has taught them how to share, even though he's taught them how to go on that feeder. So, and now I'm hearing something. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it here. I'm hearing some geese moving right now, and I'm looking around, and there's a few, five, six, seven up there right now, and it's not a skein. They're just up there moving. But to me, when I watch geese, because people say, well, I just think they're poopaholics and blah, 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 blah. Well, yes, they are. But to me, they are NASCAR in flight. I'm a big NASCAR guy, and when you see a skein of geese, that's the V, the real name for it's a skein. And the science behind that is when you notice one NASCAR car drafting another, like he's right up on the other bumper of the other car, and it's because air moves from high pressure to low pressure, and when the two cars are right behind each other, it's as if they are one, and the car that is second is actually using less energy. So the car that's third uses less, and so on. And that's why they all draft themselves. And that's actually what the geese do. So I'll call them NASCAR in flight for no better thing. No skiing going on right now. And the Blue Jay is gone. So we're just sitting here and we're... And you know, it's funny. It's so cold. We got snow on the ground. So it's difficult for them to... And guess who's coming right here? Yes. My favorite... Because, and the reason why I'm saying he's my favorite right now is I've had a male downy woodpecker from the time... And so you folks know, I feed... On Thanksgiving Day is when I start. It's my official start. I have a feast. I figure the bird should have a feast. So I got the male downy who's there right now. Male downy's white and black. The male's got the distinguishable red spot on the back of his head. The female's come here too, but there's one male has been coming all the time. Hey, I just see him all the time. And see, now here's the play-by-play. Got a male downy on it, but now all of a sudden I got a chickadee on there. You see, most birds, it's funny, most birds sort of wait their turn on a seed bell. And for those of you that have not used a seed bell before, I'm going to let you know, because while I'm speaking here, the downy and the chickadee are both on it. And seed bells last an awful long time. The birds actually have to work for their food. They're picking away. So if you're just using a seed tube, the seeds just get, I'm telling you, you go through a lot of money. Inspector Dave and I, a good friend who lives down the road, his property, my property. We went to seed bells a few years back and we spend a lot less money and probably get many more different variety of birds there too. Now, when it snowed the other day, I'm outside in the pathway coming up to my home here, and the path goes obviously because it's going to lead to my front door and it goes right by that feeder. And the welcoming committee is the chickadees. So I'm outside and it doesn't matter how close I am, and I'm shoveling away, and it wasn't enough to use a snow thrower because I can get that on the path. So I'm just shoveling away and there are the chickadees on the feeder, and I'm like 10 feet from them, and they're just cackling away and looking at me and saying, hey, it's almost like the welcoming committee. They're so friendly. I think humans could and should take a lesson from these birds. So let's just, hey, we're going to hang out for a second, and you know me by now, I can do lots of talking, but the downy's gone. The chickadee's still there for the chickadee. And the chickadee now, because it's funny, the chickadees will grab that seed. They bounce into the shrubs that are near my home, and then they come back. So now we go, oh, guess what? We've got the LBB connection in here right now. The LBB, I learned this from my great friend, the Featherman. Think about this. His last name is Featherman, and he's a great birder. Could you imagine that? And the LBB stands for Little Brown Bird. What it is there are so many different sparrows. When you look at them, it is sometimes difficult, especially if you're not a big-time birder, to differentiate between all the different sparrows. They typically are ground feeders, but I've noticed that the sparrows now have become the seed. It's funny. Everyone's adapting to these seed bells. I guess they must like them. But it's also, there's a little netting, so there's something for all these birds to cling on to that they, you know, not necessarily could do, especially if you have those tube feeders. And if you have those tube feeders, you should not be putting pegs on it, because the pegs will allow some birds that don't even... So you see, you can pull those pegs out and all the birds that should be on that feeder can still go on that feeder. And look here, on the ground, I'm checking out one of my favorite LBBs. It's the white-throated sparrow. So he's nice. Again, obviously in the springtime mating season, your colors are going to be so much greater. But the distinguishing mark there is he's got yellow, white, and black on his face. And I'm telling you, even in the wintertime, you say, ah, it's not as bright. He is a really, really, really cool looking bird. He's got those colors. Yeah, I mean, you just see that little bit of yellow mixed in there. And hey, I like that very much so, because you see, you got these sparrows and they're in and they're just hanging out. Some of them are on the feeders, and they're also like the chickadee, grab a seed, go grab a seed. It's funny that when the downy was on there, he just stays. He stays and eats until he's done. And I guess that's the difference in the birds themselves. And on the ground right now, I've got a couple of the birds that are now here for the winter. There are some juncos that are here. And I am their host for the winter season here. The juncos, they arrive, and again, it depends on the weather. They sort of check into the Joey B Hotel here. They check in around Thanksgiving. And if it's not as cold, I don't see them. And somewhere around that time, they're showing up. Depends on the weather because they are migrating down from Canada. So they're making their way down here. And when the juncos get here, because they're following the weather, and Native Americans say that the winter is on their tails, I then know that winter's starting at that point in time when the juncos have arrived. And yes, they are. And they're down there right now. And it's funny. They just bounce around. And they're sort of like, you know, the chickadees are these friendly guys. The juncos are like the minglers. They mingle with everybody on the ground. And, you know, a couple of LBBs, a couple of juncos bouncing around. Still waiting because the seed bell now is open. And yes, it's open. And I'm waiting. Here he comes. And the reason why I'm saying here he comes is he stops off at some of the trees outside, and he's now on the tree, on the ornamental cherry. I'm looking at a nuthatch right here. And the red-breasted nuthatch, because there is the white, he's there. And it's funny that he does a guest appearance. So here he is. He's still bouncing around. I guess, you know what it is? He's checking things out. He's bouncing around, and I'm waiting for him to go on the seed bell. I don't get him on the seed bell that often, but he's got, it's funny, the red-breasted, it's like, you know, when you see a football player puts the eye black on and now you can put the stick on eye blacks. Well, the nuthatch, the red-breasted has this perfect eye, you know, it's this perfect like eye black line that goes across. It almost looks like the football player. And here he is. He's on the feeder. He's off the feeder. It's like, he's that quick. And I don't think he even got a seed. But something, I don't know if he's jumpy, but you watch them working themselves up and down the trees. And they are really, really cool. So birds have scattered right now. So I'm sitting here for a little bit because the nuthatch, gone. The LBBs, gone. By the way, I now need to do the next thing because there's no birds here right now. No birds here right now. I need to look up and look up. You're going, well, why am I looking up? So my voice is away from, because right now I am looking and there he is. Big tree up there. All right, the red oak. He's sitting up there. It happens to be a sharp-shin hawk. Sharp-shin hawks, by the way, if you don't know this, they eat other birds. So the Sharpies are what I call food on the go. You'll see a bird in flight. You'll see a Sharpie swoop down and get one. So I'm letting you know that when there are birds that are there and then they're gone, you need to look around because something has just chased them. So what I'm going to do right now is, since this is a Joey B on the road or on the home for today, I'm going to leave, walk now, and I'm going to make my way over to my back feeder, which is away from, so I can walk through the home, which gets away from the front feeder, obviously, makes sense. And I am near a phone right now, so if the phone rings, I may have to, because, you know, when we're in the studio, we don't have to worry about phones. Here we do in the Joey B Hacienda. So now in my back feeder right now, what I have is this. The back feeder I have set up as a suet station. And basically, suet is fat, and you can put anything. I mean, you buy different ones, and I sometimes get blueberries, you know, dried blueberries, cranberries, different things like that, peanuts inside of it, all these different things. And you'll get a different variety of birds when you put up that suet feeder. So I've got the back now as is large. I have huge, huge, huge windows back here. So it's a great viewing station. I also get to shoot lots of my photography right here as well. So for those of you that just like to see birds, but if you're just a novice camera person, or you got a camera for Christmas and you want to learn to use it, and it's 84 below zero like it is today, well, then you can use your windows. Just put the feeders right outside. My buddy Jim, his feeder up by his farm
He's literally right next to his window. So it's almost like the birds are inside his home when we're up there and we're tracking eagles and Jim is guiding us for the day. Now, let's take a look because on the feeder, see, here I am. I'm talking and looking down, and all of a sudden I look up and coming in, and he's on it right now, is a flicker. And flicker is, see, we were talking about the woodpecker family. So if you didn't know that before, when I was talking about the downy woodpecker, the downy is the male, he's a woodpecker. Then you've got a flicker. And it's funny, in the warmer climates, in the warmer seasons, I should say, the flicker, he's feeding on the ground. He loves ants. But also, when he is, and I sometimes call it the flicker convention, when I've got a, and there goes a blue jay zipping through the yard. Sorry. Sometimes I get distracted when I see a cool bird, but the flicker's still there. And in the warmer climate, I keep saying climate, weather, when I have flickers, and sometimes I have two, three on my front lawn, that means I have insects on my front lawn. You see, a lot of people, they'll spray chemical. I am the organic guy, so there's nothing on my property that's sprayed chemical and all this. So when the flickers are there, see, you might put chemical down to take care of an insect problem. Me, people say, well, I have grubs, and they put some grub thing down. I just let the flickers come in. They will hunt them down, and they will eat every single grub. So my lawn gets taken care of, so maybe I should pay them some type of fee. I guess I do in the wintertime with the suet. So that's one of the things. And they've got some of the coolest facial features when you're looking at that flicker. So I like that. And the other thing I like about the flickers, while he's still there, because it's just like one in there. And by the way, flicker's a big dude. So there's no one else on the feeder right now because there's not a lot of room on the suet and the flicker's there. But when they are on the ground, they like to hop around. And I just, in my mind, it's like they are on a like miniature pogo stick. And you watch them go boink, boink, boink. And they actually don't make that noise going across your lawn. So watching the flickers. And guess who's on the feeder right now with them? And this makes sense. The friendly guy. Hey, the chickadee is there. The flicker is there. So I am now checking out chickadee, flicker. And I guess the flicker, there's not too many birds that he would allow on that feeder with him. And chickadees just hang out with everybody. It's like, you know, the why can't we all get along? Well, then, like I said, humans, we can learn a lot from those chickadees. Just, hey, they get along with everyone. So the flicker is now gone. Got the chickadee there. So we'll just wait a little bit. And you know me, I'll just talk a little bit while I'm, again, looking at beautiful back property here, trees, snow, all that. And yes, he's here. Because you see, when I always say, yes, he's here, I'm looking, they land somewhere else, check out and say, yeah, I can go there. So, but I got a bunch of LBBs in the backyard, but on the feeder right now is the downy, and that's the downy woodpecker, and he landed on the tree right next to it, and he just checks things out, well, again, making sure things are safe, and there's a male cardinal in a tree, actually he's in a shrub there, but we've got the hairy, and if I said downy, I'm mistaken, it's the hairy woodpecker. There's a difference in size. It's like you take the downy woodpecker and you supersize him. He's got a longer bill, but it's almost like you just like added air into him and all of a sudden he starts to grow a little bit. I'm being facetious, obviously. I don't put air inside of downy woodpeckers, but the hairy's here and he's just hanging out and got, and literally, you see, this is the great thing like right now. I am just checking out, I have one huge evergreen. I actually planted this evergreen in this home and on this property now for just about 20 years. And I planted a blue spruce in the back, and I probably planted it at about 8 feet, and now it's about 28 feet tall. Oh, and there they go. It's just got a ton of LBBs just like bouncing through it right now. So you're checking that out. The hairy is now gone. And the welcoming committee is now officially here. I call the morning doves the welcoming committee. I guess I call a bunch of birds a welcoming committee. Maybe this is just like a committee meeting. But morning doves, they sort of take a bad rap. And they're just, think about this. Watch when the sun is on them. Their feathers, the colors, they shimmer. And it's just like this really, really cool thing. So my deal right now is I can head back to the front feeder. I've got a lot of action going on right here in my back suet feeders. But I'm going to let you know, feeding stations, set them up. It is your connection to the outdoors, even when the wind chill says to you, no way. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.